Well, we thank each and every one of you for joining us on the call this morning, that you thought not robbery to be with us this morning. And we're going to give God thanks, for he has turned our mourning into dancing, and that we shall forever give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you this morning for all that you are doing in our lives. God, we thank you because you can turn that sadness into gladness, that you have the power and authority to rule and abide over us, and that we know that when we trust in you and believe in you and give you thanks, things turn around. God, we thank you for each and every caller on this line. We ask you to go in each and every one of us and give them the desires of your heart as you have stated in your word, God. We will lift you up and give you glory. We thank you for this call, and we thank you for the obedience of the leaders on this call, that you continue to strengthen them, pour into them the wisdom that they need to keep reaching out and changing lives every day throughout the world. God, we thank you for Artists International, the company that brought us all together to give us this platform to be able to worship you in the morning and come before you, God, in the morning, giving you praise, giving you honor, and lifting you up. We ask that you download into the speaker a rhema word, God, and bless the speaker as they pour out your virtues, God. Continue to pour back into them. Give them wisdom, and everyone on this call, give them a listening ear and a receiving heart, God. And not only will they hear and receive, but they shall go out and do your mighty work out in the marketplace. We lift you up. We praise you. We adore you. We shall dance, God, dance in your glory. And we give you praise that is due to you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We cover this call in your precious name and with your blood. Amen and amen. This has been Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming each and every one of you to the call. It's been my pleasure to be able to greet you this morning. God bless each and every one of you. And right now I'm going to turn this call over to a very, very, very capable host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, Minister Brenda. God bless.
Praise God, bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday morning. And we give God glory for each and every one of you joining us this morning on the Master's Call. Minister Jackie, you're such a blessing to the masses, and I always love to hear you just honor God and the way you do. I tell you, you're truly a blessing up there in that Indiana state. Well, TMC family, thank you, thank you, thank you again for joining us this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Jackie, say welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunication sanctuary. Now, if this is your first time joining us, let me just share with you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And they said yes to the Lord. With that, they stood on the Word of God, which is Psalms 88:13, saying, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, what is so magnificent about this call is that we have a website that you can go to and always get a chance to hear a word from the Lord. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And like I said, all messages have been archived there on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, this year's theme is in 2018, through me, supernatural, expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And oh my goodness, God has definitely been doing that tremendously throughout this year. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, you can do so by being a greeter like Minister Jackie did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you can also give a word from the Lord that God has given you in your belly, and we definitely want to hear it. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, what started us all together, like Minister Jackie mentioned in her prayer, is this phenomenal company called Artists International. It is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, I tell you, because we definitely have the best products around the world. And to get more information about that, get with the person that invited you to this call, as well as giving you vital information about what our products are all about. And then you may even want to be a wonderful distributor to share around the world the products that we have in store. And also, we have the new morning motivational call, and this is a wonderful time to get on that call today because it is Awareness Wednesday with the phenomenal Flanagans, Queen Victoria, and King Reggie. They will share with you about these products. And today, today's topic on Awareness Wednesday is pneumonia. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Get somebody on that call today because I guarantee you will get some great information. Now, if you need a bypass number, which if you have T-Mobile, Booster, or PCS Metro, the bypass number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Well, I tell you, enough of the announcements for right now. What I'm getting ready to do is pass it over to this woman who has definitely been a blessing to the Master's Call, to Artist Life Family, to the masses around the country. And this woman of God has blessed me personally. She is a woman of God who lives out there on the West Coast. She is our songbird, and every time she opens her mouth, I don't care how early it is, she is ready to sing a song as unto the Lord, and you would think she had practiced that through the night. But she is a woman of God who lives in Inglewood, California. She is a criminal justice graduate from California State University. She is a safe, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, single woman of God and proud of it. She has a wonderful son named Kalon. He's our son too, okay? She has to share with us. But not only that, she loves the Lord with all her heart. She loves glorifying him in all her ways. She is a health coach. She is a mentor. She is a blessing to Culver City Transportation, because that's where she works. And I tell you, when she's there, the Lord is there. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own songbird, Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale from California. Are you there, Minister Tiffany? I know I heard her earlier, so I think she should be on. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am here.
Praise God. There you are. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you. To God be the glory. Yes, I'm here, live and living color, and thankful and grateful that God has allowed me to see another day. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for hosting us this morning and for being our prayer general and for serving the kingdom in excellence. I love you dearly. And to Minister Jackie, I love you dearly too. And I thank you for greeting us this morning, for giving us that tag. I will exalt thee, O Lord, and give thee praise. And you mentioned a song in there, and that was Faithful is Our God. Truly, we serve a faithful God. And whatever the devil stole from us, we're taking it back because faithful is our God. So I thank each of you for serving us in excellence this morning. And to Dr. Vanessa and to Dr. PK, I thank you for your yes. I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to serve others here on the Master's Call. Well, good morning to each of you who have dialed in now, and I say hello to those who will listen in later. I greet you on behalf of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is truly the head of my life. And I just thank him for allowing me another opportunity to share what he has put into my spirit in this season and in these last 6 days. And so, Father, I just thank you for allowing me to wake up, to get up, Father. I am thankful for everything that you have done in my life and for what you are doing, God. I thank you for the newer and the greater things that are manifesting in each of our lives in 2018, oh God. And so as we go out, Father God, today, Father, we go out in your authority, the dominion and power that you have given us. We will not complain about anything, but we will rejoice and be glad about everything, God, even the things that don't feel right. So I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would align us up, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, in me and in my brothers and sisters that are connected to me right now. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. You reign over me. When I was unaware, you reign all around me, and I never hear a sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. 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 Oh, how you love me. Father, I thank you that you love me this morning, and I thank you if you joined us here on the Master's Call on Friday. I was simply giving a message that said to be thankful. But in the process of me giving that message on being thankful, which came from Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:1, which simply said, it tells you that this is the day of the Lord, and truly we are in the season which is the day of the Lord. Every day is the day of the Lord, but it says simply to rejoice always, to pray continually, to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And in the midst of that message, which was not written on my papers at all, the Lord simply said, it's time for you to let not only them, but you, because it hits me first, you know that it's time to stop complaining. It's time to stop complaining. I've had enough. I've heard enough. It's time to stop complaining. Like Pastor Vanessa said, so many of us are so just into program about complaining that is our whole lifestyle. We go through each and every single day murmuring, complaining, not even complaining about your own stuff. You get so caught up in it that you're complaining about other people's stuff that you can't even fix. You can't even try to fix. But you've decided to take it on. That negative attitude of complaining is just not good. It's not healthy. We are about health and wellness. We are about being whole and healed. And we're walking around here complaining about everything. Enough is enough. So I thank all of you who have linked in and joined in arm to arm with me on this I Won't Complain challenge. This is day number 6. And I'm going to continue because that was not a part of my message. I didn't even give you a definition on what complain is. So I'm going to do that this morning. But before I do that, I want you to look at Psalm 107:43, and that's from the, and reading from the Amplified Bible, the classic edition, it says, who is wise, let him observe and heed these things and thoughtfully consider the loving kindness of the Lord. Let's look at the word complain. The word complain is a verb. It expresses dissatisfaction or annoyance about a state of affairs or an event. Synonyms for the word complain are to protest, to grumble, to whine, to bleat, to carp, to make a fuss, to speak out, to criticize, to find fault, informal kick up a fuss, raise a stink, moan, snivel, beef. I'm not going to say that other B word, but you guys know what I'm talking about. Those are synonyms for the word complain. So see, we have to be mindful of what we're doing. We have to be mindful of what we're saying. We got to think about it before we speak it. The Bible tells us that there's power in the tongue. So what are we speaking out? Remember, our words, they bring life or they bring death. So we have to pay close attention to what we're doing and quit complaining. Wake up with the attitude that today I'm going to thank God and I'm going to decide not to complain about anything. Ask God to show you anytime that you're getting ready to complain and ask him to help you hold your tongue. Dr. Vanessa tells us, practice the Psalm ministry. What is that? S-U-M ministry. Shut up ministry. Sometimes you just got to hold your peace. Sometimes you just got to hold it inside. Even though you want to say it, it don't mean that you got to speak it out. And I am a true witness of that. Growing up as a little girl, I used to say a whole lot of stuff. My grandmother would be like, girl, if you don't stop that, if you don't close your mouth up, we don't have to talk all the time. Sometimes we just need to hold it in. Then you don't never know when you talk and you say, oh, you know what? I shouldn't have even said that. Yeah, so don't. Practice the Psalm ministry. So today, just remember, in the month of November, we want to be thankful and grateful every single day because God is blessing us each and every day. And maybe our murmuring and complaining is hindering us from the blessings, from the places that God will want to take us. But see, he's testing us to find out, are we really ready? Are we really ready to go into that next level that we've been asking about? Are we really ready to get that new position? Are we really ready to open up that new business that he has for us? No, we may not, because he say all you keep doing is complaining about it. I'm setting you up for a great thing. I'm setting you up for a new thing. I'm setting you up for overflow. But you're already complaining about this little minute thing that you may seem to think is a big obstacle, but what you forgot is that I am God and I'm bigger than any situation that you could go through. Did you even have a conversation with me about it? In Ephesians 5 and 4, it says in the AMPC, let there be no filthiness, obscenity, indecency, nor foolish and sinful, silly and corrupt talk, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting or becoming, but instead voice your thoughtfulness to God. Guard your tongue today. Pay attention to what's coming out of your mouth. And like I said, practice the Psalm ministry. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil, nor wholesome, or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spirit process of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that may be a blessing and give grace, which is God's favor, to those who hear it. So that says that we need to speak things of thankfulness, of gratefulness, of edification, of empowerment to others. and even to ourselves. Every word that comes out of our mouth has power in it, creative or destructive, positive or negative. So whether we murmur and complain, we give thanks and keep a positive attitude, for we are feeding our minds, our bodies, our souls, and our spirits. Paul gave us that instruction in Ephesians 4. And so I'm just saying, challenge yourself each and every single day. Hold your own self accountable before you start pointing that finger at somebody else, criticizing them. What part did you play in it? Ask that question before you get on someone else's case. Philippians 2 and 4 says, we are to do everything without complaining and arguing. We need to make it a choice each and every single day not to find fault in every single thing that we do, somebody else does most of the time. We should not look to find fault in it. Just sit back and rejoice and be glad. Pray continually about it. Give it to God. Don't call and start complaining about it to somebody else. You want to complain? Go get in your prayer closet and sit down and have a conversation with God. And sometimes you may need to just shut it down, take a nap, lay down, chill out. You know, we give the kids a timeout. Maybe we need to pull out a timeout chair on our own self and sit in the corner for a minute and just be still. Many times we go through the day and we're not even listening to the unction of the Spirit. The Spirit sometimes will stop you before you say something, but you'll be like, oh, no, I got this. I need to give her a piece of my mind. I need to give her a piece of my mind. I'm going to add my 2 cents. No, no, no. That's just too much extra. Try to be drama-free and chaos-free. Just be the peacemaker. When you go in, because you already carry the light of the Lord is in you wherever you go. So you got to pay attention to how you are representing him at the end of the day. So I encourage you today, TMC family, to continue on this I won't complain challenge. Not only you, remember I said to be cautious of others who you know murmur and complain all the time and you have allowed them to come and sit at your feet and do that. Start stopping them too so that they can be at peace and that they will begin to be thankful and grateful for everything. Even when it doesn't feel right, be thankful and grateful and give God the praise, because I'm telling you, he is showing up and showing out in a big way. And I'll share my testimony with you guys later on. But I'm just going to tell you, make sure that you're prepared. Make sure that you're postured. Make sure that you're positioned. If you're in the purging process, go through the purging without complaining, because prosperity is here. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And oh, some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes I could not see, so I just say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Back over to you, Minister Brenda.
Let the church say amen and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that profound message, the continuation of I Won't Complain. And I will definitely ask you to come back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, you are great and greatly to be praised. And we thank you, Father, that you have brought us together once more and again to say thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. Thank you, O God, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the spirit of truth dwelling on the inside of us. Thank you, O God, for every good and perfect gift that you issue to us, O God, day by day. We thank you, Father God, for this woman of God who came before us, Lord God, reminding us that we don't need to complain. We don't have to complain. Victory is already ours in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing everywhere her hands touching, her feet tread. We glorify you, Father, for anointing her continuously, Lord God, as she hears your voice, Father. And we thank you, Father, that whoever she comes in encounter with, oh God, that she blesses them in a mighty way. We glorify you, Father, for every person on this call. We ask that you keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We glorify you, Father, for keeping them and strengthening them in every area of their lives. Bless their families, their households, their communities, their churches, their cities, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, even those that are having health challenges, Father God. We know that the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that's instilled in us. But right now, we come against every infirmity with the blood of Jesus because we know it's not of you. And we come against it knowing, Lord God, that you said that you watch over your word to perform it. You will bruise for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace is upon you by the blood of Jesus and by the stripes of Jesus Christ. They are healed. So we're decreeing and declaring Dr. PK healed. We're decreeing and declaring Mother Jessie healed. We're decreeing and declaring Mother Oliver healed. We're decreeing and declaring Mother Eleanor healed. And all those, Father God, that are on our minds, we're decreeing and declaring they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for comforting the bereaved families, Lord God. Aunt Lavinia's family, Father, and her daughter, Tina. Lord God, touch her like never before and let her know you're with her, oh God. Sheila and her family who lost her daughter, Faith, Father God, keep her in perfect peace, Father. We thank you, Father, for healing and touching the family of Daryl, Father, who went home to be with you. We know to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So touch his daughter, Father God, who's going through a tough time in this hour. We thank you, Father, for healing the Sullivan family, the White family, and all those, Father, that we know is not spoken, but yet you know the people that are on their hearts. We ask you, Father, that you keep them, strengthen them in every way. We thank you for Artist Life in its entirety, our family, Lord God, the Diaz de Leon family, Father God, Mama, Papa, Elvia, Alejandro, and all those that are working in the offices, Lord God, the warehouses, and every area, Father, every capacity. We thank you, Father, for the elevation of the ranks, Father, that have taken place within the last few weeks, Lord God. We know that it's you that's doing it. We ask that you bless them and keep them in every way. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing this day and in this hour. We give your name glory. We give your name praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, get ready to get on that MMC call to hear about pneumonia. 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And to hear this replay number of today's powerful message, 712-432-1085. And the PIN is the same, 957-677. pound. Well, we love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And again, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that profound message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Father, we thank you for all of your wonderful blessings. Please help us to not complain and to be aware of you in our lives, Father. Father, we come with gratefulness and gratitude, just reflecting on your grace and your goodness in our lives. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow us to focus on the good in every single thing, in every aspect of our lives, God, from your perspective. And these things I decree and I declare as we won't complain in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Goodbye, everybody. Make your day great, and we'll hear you on the line on tomorrow. Have a blessed and highly favored day. Bye-bye.